This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 27th. God's word to you today is, God sees, knows, and rewards. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 6, verse 10, and it says, "For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers, as you still do." People can argue forever about the theology of the Catholic Church, but what I choose to focus on is what there is to learn from them. If God can tell us to learn from inanimate objects, then trust me, we can learn from the Catholic Church. In Proverbs, God instructs us to learn from the ants. No doubt, people have their different opinions, but no one can deny the sacrifices the Catholic Church has and is still making. The priests and nuns consecrate their entire lives to the gospel. God cannot ignore that level of sacrifice. Do not be deceived. Like we said yesterday, the Catholic Church has got a lot of bad press, but I'm sure that the guilty people are way fewer than those doing the right thing. So let us focus on those doing right and let God be God. The important thing is, there is no way you can command stature in heaven without sacrifice. Go and check. Even the great men of God that we know were men of huge sacrifice. Even in the educational sector, Catholic schools are some of the best-run schools and at the best prices. Even the Catholic hospitals offer great service at hugely subsidized rates. The meeting place for one of our mission churches used to be a Catholic school. It would interest you to know that they did not collect a dime from us, hugely sacrificial. I know how much we have to pay at some other locations. Meanwhile, some Christians charge the most exorbitant fares, and when they perceive that you have money, they will jack up the bills. Then these same people will be calling on the God of Elijah to send down fire. The God we are dealing with responds to sacrifice. The truth is, some things cannot be ignored, and sacrifice is one of them. Sacrifice is a principle of heaven, and heaven answers to the highest bidder. We met a gentleman that single-handedly paid for a Catholic channel on one of the most popular cable television companies. There is typically a lot of money to make in such ventures, particularly from advertising. But he said the channel was not interested in doing that because such things can cause people to derail. Meanwhile, some other people do everything for profit. Something is wrong with that model. I said to him, "Sir, you may not know, but your generation yet unborn will never beg." He said, "Amen." I said, "It is not a prayer. It is a statement of fact. The truth is, you cannot get by claiming what is only available by sacrifice. Look out for opportunities to be truly sacrificial." Let us pray. Father, I lift up the church before you today. Open the books of remembrance and pour out blessings upon your people for their sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.